It's Thursday, the 16th of April, Public Radio Music Day, and WKAR 90.5 Classical is joining more than 700 stations across the country to celebrate music on public radio. And we're playing mainly Michigan-made music throughout the day today, and we're also speaking with leaders in the world of classical music. And we'll begin this hour with a conversation with the director of the Grand Rapids Choir of Men and Boys.
Yeah, my name is Scott Boscher, and I'm the music director of the Grand Rapids Choir of Men and Boys, a position that I've held since 2001.
Scott, what impact has the governor's stay-at-home orders had on the Grand Rapids Choir of Men and Boys?
We were at a very, very a point in our working which was very difficult because we had been planning for over a year to have our concert that we were giving on Wednesday, March the 25th, to be our celebration of 30 years as an organization. And we had the choir from St. John's College, Cambridge, one of the finest men and boys choirs in the world, if not the finest, the entire choir with their director flying over to put our two choirs together and to do a wonderful joint concert at the Basilica of St. Adalbert on Wednesday, the 25th. And it would have started a brand new series for us called the Andrew Larson Memorial Concert Series. One of the choristers that we lost to a tragic car accident a little over a year ago. And our plan was every other year to bring in a major musical talent and combine our forces and to have a concert. And this was the kickoff of that. And we lost the opportunity to do that. That was going to be followed on the heels 3 days later of Richard Webster being here from Trinity Church, Boston, where our choir would offer our traditional Lenten Easter service at the Cathedral of St. Andrew here in Grand Rapids. So back to back, we lost some of the biggest moments of our entire year celebrating our 30 years of singing. So it was really, really, really hard.
Did you have any other concerts scheduled yet this season?
We do, and then we were going to finish up this year. The second week of May, we had flying over from Wells Cathedral, which is where I sang for 3 years in England, Matthew Owens, the director of music, who's now at Belfast in Northern Ireland. And Matthew Owens was going to become our new associate director when Martin Neary steps down this fall. And Matthew was coming to lead us in rehearsals and concerts that whole second week of May, and we've had to cancel that as well.
Are you finding a way to keep the members of your choir connected during this time of physical distancing?
We are. I've been emailing them at least once a week with updates. We've been posting on our Facebook page cuts off from our CD, where we've also taken pictures of the choir and kind of put that into a photo montage. We're hopefully going to try doing a Zoom choir here at some point, but I haven't quite got my technology chops up to speed to try that yet. But I think we will do that before it's over.
How has the coronavirus crisis affected you personally?
Well, I would say that I have worked so hard over the last year to really have this spring be this incredible celebration of our choir for 30 years, and to see all of that work just kind of cave in has just taken kind of the wind out of our sails. Also, one of the things with the Men and Boys Choir and with the boys' voices changing, we're always having to do recruitment more so than probably other children's choirs with mixed voices. And this takes place every spring. I usually visit about 20, 25 schools over the next 6 to 7 weeks as the school year came to an end. And recruit for our summer camp, which takes place over the course of the summer. And that replenishes our boys who are moving on to high school. This year, particularly hard because we have 12 boys who are in the eighth grade and leaving us for the start of school, high school. And we have to replace those numbers. And I'm not quite sure how we're going to do that yet.
Is there a particular piece of music that has brought you comfort, hope, inspiration at this time?
We had several people write to us and ask us if we would put our version of the Allegri Miserere online to share. And luckily, we had recorded that on our Holy Week CD 2 years ago. And so we put that up on our Facebook page along with pictures of the choir. And our version, of all the versions that are out there, is Sir David Wilcox's version, which is in English, of Psalm 51. And I think it probably is the only one online sung in English. And the response that we've gotten off that is really, really positive, to how meaningful it was to have that to be able to listen to at this time.
Do you have any words of encouragement you'd like to leave us with?
Well, I think, you know, we think of what musicians and what our arts mean to us and our communities. And the fact that our communities have reached out to us and given us letters of, we miss you, we can't wait to hear you again, has made us feel more committed to continuing on after this is over. And I just would like the community to know that we are going to be here. We are going to emerge on the other end of this. And I know that those first few anthems that we sing at that very first concert are going to be sweeter sounds than we've ever made before.